Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Go talk to our man, Tim May, who's in Columbus, knows all things Central Ohio sports, but he knows all things sports in general. And he joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hey, Tim, how are you?
Hey, Tim.
Pretty good, but let me just say this. You looked a lot taller over the radio.
Thanks, Tim.
That's my favorite line for Smokey and the Bandit. Well, I've got a bunch of favorite lines from there, but Jackie Gleason was at his zenith.
He was, wasn't he?
I watched him on a zenith.
You could not be from these loins. Put the evidence in the back seat.
All right, let's just all sit down. I was doing Slapshot earlier today, so we've been picking our favorite movie. So you fit right in today. Tim, before I talk about Ohio State and getting into Big Ten play, what are your thoughts on what's going on out in California with paying college players? And, I mean, the implications of what's going on there right now if the governor signs the bill could be ever-changing to college athletics. What are your thoughts?
Well, you keep looking at everything that's going on. It's kind of like watching somebody bust rocks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like they're working on this side of it, and they knock a chunk off, and they work on that side, and they knock another chunk off. I think inevitably they're going to break that rock, you know, and or break into the bank, whatever way you want to look at it. But you know, it still has levels it has to go through. Pardon a pun from Seinfeld and Kramer. So there are levels it has to pass through to finally become whatever you want to call it, the law of the land. But inevitably, you got to believe it's going to happen. I mean, the likeness thing, this is what people don't understand about the Pandora's box that truly opens. Because if you're a big-time football player and you go to play for Alabama or Clemson or Ohio State or Texas, you name all the big-time programs, your chances of having a lucrative off-field money stream, legitimate, pardon the expression, money stream, legal money stream, whatever you want to call it, is much greater than if you go to, like, say, a Purdue or an Indiana. I'm talking about football players.
Sure.
Purdue or Indiana or Northwestern or places like that. And that's what the NCAA is, you know. Yeah, everybody looks at the NCAA as just an ogre out there just trying to keep everybody from making anything except officials and coaches, administrators and coaches. But the bottom line is they know also what Pandora's box is going to open. And I remind people, when people talk about the NCAA, you know, the NCAA is Ohio State. It is Southern Cal. It is Texas. It is Alabama. You know,
it is Cleveland State and Baldwin Wallace, too.
They are the legislative part of the branch of the NCAA, pardon the expression. And I know I say a lot of pardon expressions and excuse the puns, but that's just the way I talk. But the bottom line is, yeah, I mean, to think that won't be a major change in business when it comes to college football, because you'll be able to recruit a guy, let's say a Chase Young for Ohio State. This guy was big-time recruit coming in, or one of the Bosa brothers, big-time recruits coming in. It's obvious to everybody that off the field they're going to be in demand, whereas maybe, you know, or B.B. Landers, although he's got a great personality, or Devon Hamilton, maybe won't be. But you can see it coming in, and they can kind of like say, well, you know, if you show up here, quite a bit of chances to make money on your likeness, your autograph, your et cetera. And they won't be lying to them. And whereas if you go to Ohio University, that's probably not going to be the case, you know. So it will definitely change things. But, you know, the Habs have always had it anyway for the most part, and that's what definitely will not change.
But, Tim, and let me digress here just for a moment.
Okay, go ahead.
This is known as the Fair Pay to Play Act. And, I mean, you could almost see a map to where a kid, if they knew they could make money, why wouldn't you want to go to San Diego or San Diego State than Alabama or Ohio State? It's almost
delineated.
Like,
yeah, but I mean, you know, what I'm talking about is the big time major programs where the big time major programs are what drive college football or what make you tune in. I mean, look at the Ohio State, look at the Ohio State numbers in the television market compared to when Northwestern plays you know, Iowa or something. I mean, the big time programs are what push the needle or move the needle and what push the bar up. And that's what you're going to see. Those are the guys who are getting the greatest attention, like Oklahoma, you know, two straight Heisman Trophy winners, and the offense they play and the fact that they're a must-watch when they're on television. Alabama, same way. I mean, LSU, I mean, there's another one. I mean, so, I mean, it won't be equated like you're thinking it's going to be unless San Diego State gets about 30 of those guys.
Well, if they can pay them and pay them more than Ohio State is legally.
You would be paid based on your attractiveness, you know, as a
right.
off the field. I mean, that's, you know, so it's kind of like, you know, I mean, with recruiting now, a lot of these guys come in quite ballyhooed to begin with, and it goes from there. But they would never catch up. It would take decades for them to catch up.
Tim, you said earlier it's basically inevitable. It's going to happen. So why doesn't the NCAA or somebody who's in it early, why don't they just go make a deal with whoever they have to make a deal with and get it going?
Well, I think you're going to see that down the road. I mean, they're trying to control it as much as they can, because, you know, the whole idea about the NCAA and the scholarships and the you know, the cost of going to college, stipend that guys get now and things like that, the whole idea behind that is the same thing as a salary cap in the NFL, is to keep everybody on sort of an equal footing or at least a fair footing when it comes to recruiting and parceling out the players, you know, the cap you put on how many players you can sign in a year and how many guys you can have on scholarship, which is 85 at the moment. You know, that's all about, you know, yeah, it's all about a lot of things, but it's all about controlling fair play to a certain extent. So that's why they're slow to move on a lot of these things.
Tim, what happens if the governor of California signs this deal? Does that mean that I'm just trying to think of what the NCAA, I don't know how it would work. I mean, it wouldn't affect bowl games, because bowl games aren't really under the NCAA, are they? Or would the NCAA decertify these bowl, like the Rose Bowl, if this thing passes? What happens?
Well, that's what everybody's waiting for, that shoe to drop. You know,
yeah.
I mean, you know, it's legal to smoke pot in a lot of states right now. But, you know, if your drug test shows you smoke pot, you know, like in the NFL, I think, or even college football, you know, you're liable for some kind of like a penalty, so to speak. So
right.
You can have rules, you know, for an organization that don't necessarily matter for the average Joe Blow out there. But that's the problem with the NCAA is not the problem, but one of the interesting parts about the NCAA is, you know, these are all independent city-states, so to speak, who are a collective that belong to the NCAA. You know, it's the interesting thing, because there was a move of, or an inkling or rumblings a few years ago about maybe the major powers in college football maybe forming their own quote association, because they do sort of have life different from, like I've told you guys on your show before, in the eyes of the NCAA, Ohio University and Ohio State football program wise are considered the one and the same, you know, as far as the rules that govern them, etc. But anybody that looks at the programs, at the money spent, at the stadiums, at the recruiting budgets, etc., can see that they're not anywhere close to equal. And but the problem is, if you go with like 30 or 40 big time programs across the country in their own association, half of those are going to be having losing records every year. Nobody wants that either.
All right, Tim, let's just move forward here for a second. So Big Ten play opens for Ohio State, and I mean, they've looked as good as you can look the last couple of weeks. Let's talk about the start of the Big Ten season and how you think this team has looked the first 2 weeks of the or first two games of the season. And what they need to do, which I bet it's Indiana. It's really hard for me to get up for this game. So what they need to do moving forward.
Well, I mean, I could argue with you that they've looked as good as they can, because they haven't. I mean, you know, the first game they got for that 28-0 start and then kind of went into a what I call the cocoon phase, and then kind of came out as a butterfly again late in the third quarter offensively. Defensively, when they put the backups in, you know, Florida Atlantic moved the ball on them some. So, and then last week it was – I wouldn't call it a slow start, because I was telling you guys last week, UC is a quality – it will be seen as a quality opponent, a quality victory when the College Football Playoff Committee is looking at Ohio State's record in about 10, 12 weeks. That will be seen as a quality win. That's a good program that they skunked last week, 42-0. But, you know, as you well know, there were three or four plays in that game that's preserved the shutout. And but it was, in my opinion, a dominant victory on all three sides, all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams. Maybe the Browns should use that as inspiration this week as they get ready to play their game. But I digress, of course. Bottom line is they didn't commit a lot of penalties, commit a lot of mistakes. And you saw J.K. Dobbins get off the schneid and do some great things in that game, including a 60-yard touchdown run and a great block on a Justin Fields touchdown. So I think you see signs of where this team can go. That's what Justin Fields talked about. He thinks they can be as good as they want to be offensively if they just keep improving. And the offensive line and the defensive line held sway last week. That's going to be, you know, people want to talk about the stars or the guys that flash on the outside and the periphery, but it's in the middle where things really happen. And defensively, like you said, after that second game, Ohio State's got to be feeling really good about itself, how far it's come from a confidence standpoint and a consistency standpoint compared to this time a year ago when they let unknown running backs have a field day on them for no good reason except guys were running into each other.
Tim, it's interesting that so many of these transfer quarterbacks were expected to do well, and for the most part they have done well. Burrow down in LSU is incredible. And do you wonder if Ohio State wishes they still had him?
Well, Burrow was between a rock and a hard place because he was headed into his fourth year at Ohio State, and he was told coming out of spring last year. In fact, I interviewed his dad on my podcast this week. You can see it at LettermanRow.com or listen to it where, you know, we talked about the whole dynamic that was involved there with him finally transferring and stuff. You know, the clock is ticking on your college career once you started, and he had 2 years left to maybe play quarterback, and he was told coming out of the spring a year ago that he was going to be in competition with Dwayne Haskins Jr. Not that Dwayne had the job for the starting job in the preseason. He decided to go elsewhere to maybe change his fate a little, and he did. You know, became the immediate starter at LSU, and as we all saw on Saturday night, boom. But you know, if he'd stayed here last year, would he have beaten out Haskins? Who knows? If Haskins had stayed this year, would Haskins still be the starter? Yeah, based on the way Haskins played last year. So all these things come into play. You know, they're bits and pieces to it. But, you know, the funny thing is, Les, when you look at the guys who are really starring as transfer quarterbacks, it's not like they went to, Montana State or something.
No, they went to Jalen the big boys.
Hey, be nice to the Bobcats. Be nice to the
Jalen
Bobcats.
But Jalen Hurts went to Oklahoma, you know. Justin Fields went to Ohio State. And Joe Burrow went to LSU, which was just, you know, waiting and hoping that finally they would come out of the Middle Ages offensively, and they have. They run the spread offense now, and they went into Texas bound and determined to pass their way past the Longhorns. They did just that, and that's what's, big-time offense is the way you got to go these days, and those guys have benefited by transferring to those kind of places.
Tim, quickly, prediction for tomorrow.
I got 42 or 41-14. I don't know why I keep picking 41. It just sounds like a good number. I think Indiana's better than a lot of people think. It's right on par with UC, though, in my opinion, and that's why I'm picking that. But on the road, it's always a tough road to hoe over there.
That's because you spent 42 years at the Dispatch, but one, you were just kind of lazy. You didn't feel like doing it.
Or 42 years at the Dispatch because I said that or because I said tough road to hoe?
Nah, probably just the Dispatch years. That's why.
Gotcha, man. Yeah,
thanks,
there's always
Tim.
Influence. No matter where you go in life, you're influenced by something.
That's true. You're a good man, Tim May. Never, ever forget that. Now on Letterman Row and always a friend of this show. Tim, you need a background picture on Twitter, though, behind your picture.
Yeah, that's a good point. I will endeavor to be clever with that.
By next week, Tim_May Sports. That's where you find him as well. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
Always a pleasure, fellas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.